You were 19 years old
Correct.
When you met your husband,
Correct.
Herb?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in your life between 12 and 19? Are you getting an education then?
Well, like I started saying, they didn't know what to do with me. I spoke Polish, a little bit of German. They couldn't put me in first grade. So they decided to put me in a German school just for time being with my contemporaries. And I had private tutoring all along. And I attended school in Germany, in Ludwigsburg, and I also took classes in Stuttgart at the Akademie der Bildenden Künste and Art School. I loved art, drawing. You know, kids now sit and play video games. I used to either read or draw and paint and do that sort of stuff. My formal education is limited by those years. But I've always been an avid reader.
So your contemporaries were ahead of you in their education.
Oh, totally.
I didn't even
speak the language. And besides German, in those days, in German high schools, there weren't any electives. You weren't given these choices. So besides German, which of course these kids grew up with, I had to learn English and French. And I learned quickly. And I think that when kids are motivated, they learn quickly. It wasn't easy.
So did you continue through a high school education?
Yes.
You did graduate from high school then?
Yeah, in a way, yes.
In a way.
I did never get the Abitur,
okay.
But I went all the way through with my contemporaries.
Right.
When it came to history, to language, I did quite well. Math was a puzzle to me then, and, well, I'm better at it now.
But the fact that you were a natural student, you were a reader, you enjoyed books, you
yes.
educated yourself.
Absolutely, yes, and I still do. I'm a curious person by nature, and history has always been my favorite subject.
By the time you met your husband and mm-hmm. then came to the United States in 1953, your parents had passed away by that time?
No.
Okay, so you left them then,
That's
both
right.
of them. Both of them were living
That's
at the time.
Right. That's right.
And was that the last time you saw them?
No.
Okay, tell us.
Well, my husband and I met when he was stationed there. As I said, he was an American soldier. He was stationed in Germany during the Korean War. We met. My parents at that point had a little shop, which originally was for the Allied troops only, and it's another unbelievable story. This mayor that my mother and father befriended, the Frenchman, had an idea, since we couldn't go anywhere. Now, there was an attempt. We were going to Israel, as most Jews wanted, America or Israel. America was impossible, the United States, I should say, was impossible to get a visa to. We were all stateless at the end of the war. All concentration camp survivors were stateless. But when it came to immigration, we were on the quota of the country of our birth. I would probably be still waiting. Everybody wanted to come to the U.S. and to what was then Palestine. But there was the Jewish Brigade of the Haganah, the Jewish army that was forming in then Palestine, the region called Palestine. And they made attempts to bring some survivors over. The ship, the Exodus, you know that story. It was made into a film, and I met Ruth Gruber, who wrote about it originally. Anyway, we too, my family, wanted to go to Israel. First America, but Israel, Palestine. And we joined this group, and as we were traveling on this truck, it was on that truck that my mother, who always spoke with strangers, started speaking with the Haganah soldiers, the Jewish soldiers who were helping to transport us illegally. And we were heading towards Cyprus, which was a camp for people to stay, for the survivors mostly, to show the need for a homeland. And as we were approaching a city and mother spoke with him, he says, you know you're going to a camp. No telling when you'll go to Israel, to Palestine. It was Eretz Israel. That's been the traditional name by Jews in Europe for a long, long time. Eretz Israel, the land of Israel. My mother knew she had two brothers there, but couldn't get in touch with them. But when she told this Haganah soldier who her brother was, especially one, he knew him. And he said, you don't want to go to Cyprus. You'll be in a camp there, and there is sickness, and there's terrible situation. My parents had no idea. And at this point, the word camp, they weren't going to go to a camp. We got off the truck outside Munich and hitchhiked a ride back to Ludwigsburg.